This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We did it, Joe.
We love Fridays. Not that we're wishing our lives away, you know. Thursdays are cool too.
Right.
Everything else can go to the wayside.
Period.
It is another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer on PXY Mornings. This is a game where one of the interns today, it's Jackie, and myself will go head to head to see who knows more about one another's generation. Myself being a millennial and intern Jackie being Gen Z. I mean, this is bound to get interesting. I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I did win last time against Hannah.
Yeah, it wasn't her best day, though.
These things
happen.
Breezy is the host of Boomer vs. Zoomer, so let's get right into it.
I'm going to let Jackie start this one off.
Well, I won last time, but okay. Go ahead, Jackie.
I mean, but she's the guest of honor, you know what I mean? She's brand new to the show.
That's
so.
You're too kind.
How long are you going to be helping us out here at PXY?
Till they tell me to stop.
She goes, till they throw me out on the street.
You getting paid for this crap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
She's like, I'm definitely collecting most of your salary.
All right, let's get right into it. First question goes over to intern Jackie.
Intern Jackie, question number one. What is bootleg music?
Music that you've pirated.
That is correct.
Are you serious? I didn't know what that was.
What? Bootleg music?
Oh, that could go with bootleg like, movies,
like
music.
Like LimeWire,
sure.
Bearshare.
How did you know that?
Napster.
Context clues.
That is true, Jackie. You're a smart chicken.
Thank you.
You sure are.
She is, and she has no problem showing it. All right, let's go ahead, Breeze. I got my bell.
All right, Moose. What... What is the name of the South Korean boy band that has taken the world by storm? Literally the most popular, probably ever.
So. I know who they are.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell us.
It's like a K-pop thing.
Yeah, who are they? Yeah, but what's their name?
I know.
Yeah.
The Korean boy band. Kamsomida. That's not it. That is...
You're just saying sounds. Jackie?
Oh, it's slipping my mind.
I know. It's not easy.
We've actually played them on this very station.
I know. They're
And their fans are psychotic.
I know. They're all very feminine.
No offense.
Very feminine looking.
You can't take a stab at it?
Literally nothing up there.
It's BTS. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say... I was going to say...
TSB. All right, Jackie.
UTI.
It's one for Jackie, zero for Moose.
Classic.
Jackie. What was the name of the popular board game that involved guessing the identity of a mystery character?
Like Clue?
No. Not Clue.
God.
Well, there's also the one where it's like you guess the names of, you like say attributes of the people and you have to try to guess who it is.
That's the game.
That's the game? Okay. Yeah, in that case, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, God. This is... Oh, man.
Are you panicking? You don't know what it is? Guys.
I'm going to say.
The wheels are coming off.
Yeah. Guess who?
Yeah. That's
it. I didn't. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a stab at that one. I drank a lot last night. I'm not going to lie.
Was very much so in the question.
Okay. All right. One for myself.
One for you. One for Jackie. All right, Moosey.
Yeah.
On to the next, shall we?
We shall.
Moose. When it comes to the acronym TLDR.
Oh, come on, Breeze.
What does that stand for?
TLDR.
Okay, I'll give you a different one.
No, I mean, I can take a...
What is the acronym ICYMI mean?
YCMI.
ICYMI. He's writing it down.
ICYMI.
Yes.
ICYMI. In... What does it mean?
What does it stand? What's the acronym stand for?
Oh, yeah. Let's just go ahead and...
We literally do it on this very show.
We do?
Jackie.
I have no idea.
Isn't that like in case you missed it?
It is. Yeah. It very much is. Thank you so much, Jackie.
How did you... Well, that's embarrassing. That is a segment on our show, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
All right.
Is.
Let me see if I can rebuttal here.
Oh, my God. All right, Jackie. What are or were the yellow pages used for?
Isn't that for like looking at people's numbers?
Oh my God. Yeah. She's an old soul.
Yeah. How old are you? 19?
19, yeah. But she is, it's giving 90s. All right. Let's go back to Moose. Moose, are you with us?
Yeah.
You're dusting. It's really not relevant right now. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see here. Which popular video game series featured virtual hockey gameplay?
Atari. There's a...
What?
No. You gotta, like, go ahead, read me the question again.
Which popular video game series featured virtual hockey gameplay? Aren't you a gamer?
Okay, NHL.
Yeah! It's like the easiest one. And he was like, couldn't even get it. I'm obsessed. I'm literally obsessed.
I feel really good about myself right now. I'm crushing it. Let's continue.
Jackie, back in the day, why would one call 311?
I don't know.
Moose?
I'm trying to think back to seventh grade.
Just constantly calling 311.
You would call 311 if you were lonely and there'd be someone on the line to talk to, kind of like a dating. 311 would be a dating.
I don't know what line you were hitting, but that's simply not it. I'm so sorry. 311 was when you, like, before the internet and cell phones, you would call 311 and be like, hey, can you patch me through to Salvatore's Pizza?
Oh, yeah. But you would also call 311 and be like, hey, I'm lonely. Can you patch me through somebody that's willing to talk?
I think that's a stretch.
Honestly, maybe you were calling a different line.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody. I don't know what the guy's name was, but he lived in Vermont. Let's go to the last question.
Not you making your way up to Stowe. All right.
Last question for Moose.
Absolutely terrified. I'm gripping the edge of my seat here. Which is a popular mobile app that allows users to order food delivery from local restaurants?
I mean, there's so many of them. Like DoorDash, Uber Eats.
We're looking for Uber Eats. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm crushing it this morning.
And so, last one for Jackie, and then we'll wrap it up.
Wait, what's the score?
We're tied right now. Jackie has to get it.
Oh, no pressure.
Jackie has to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
And I don't know if you're going to, but... We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Jackie, what was the name of the handheld digital pet that was popular in the late 90s? It was literally a screen.
Yeah,
there was
okay.
a little pet inside. Uh-huh. You know it, Jackie.
Yes, I do.
It sounds like a car.
Yeah. Oh, and it's I like, hate myself
I think
right
it's,
now.
I think it's like Japanese.
Yeah,
something.
I know. And I want to say kimchi, but that's literally a food.
Oh, yeah. I love kimchi.
Yeah.
Mm.
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 You got 5 seconds on the clock.
Kimchi.
No, I think the answer Breezy was looking for was Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I was so close.
Yes. So close.
And I take it again.
Oh, God. Not you just absolutely smearing the interns. crushing their hopes and dreams. No, they're crushing, though.
Well done, Jackie.
Jackie, there's no way you should know any of this.
No, it's...
You don't need to know what Yellow Pages is. You'll never encounter it in your whole life.
Yes.
So.
Yeah,
thank you for the validation.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Are you going to say good job?
You did okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Here's an idea.
Great news, people. Listen up. The gun violence is the lowest it's been since the pandemic.
Whee! Really? Didn't know that.
The pandemic, I mean, obviously, people were not leaving their house, so couldn't really wreak havoc around the city. But yeah. Since the peak record of violence during the pandemic in 2020... Rochester Mayor Malik Evans says that the city has come a long way. He said we had some of the highest level of violence the city has ever seen. Shooting numbers in Rochester, Evans said, are down to below pre-pandemic levels. Earlier this month, the rolling total of shootings in the previous calendar year fell between 200 for the first time since June of 2020, like during the pandemic. He translates that the shootings are down 38%. People are injured by gunfire is down by 34%. And firearm-related homicides are down 32%. These numbers are the only way to, you know, really gauge how we're doing as a city and the gun violence. And you know what? It is hard because you read the news, you hear the news, you listen to what's been going on in our city, and you're scared. And to have those numbers in front of you in percentages is huge.
Fleeky, I mean, Maliki, where did you get these numbers from? Are you sure you're not confusing us for Rochester, Minnesota?
Fleeky Maliki is absolutely working overtime to make sure these numbers are good to go. He said walking patrol, community outreach, traffic stops, things like that are all things that police are taking measure on and working proactively to make sure these shootings obviously don't happen. So the job is not done, he says. Obviously, there still are 200 shootings, you know, in a calendar year.
Yeah.
So got to get that number down. But it is a light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that they're lower than they've been in, I don't know, 4 years.
All right. And the hard part about this is keeping them there.
Right.
So we'll see what they come up with. But it's good news overall. The question we're asking, if your husband kisses another woman while you're both separated, is that cheating? We have Brenda on hold right now who called us yesterday after the show, and she's very upset about this. She's going through a separation with her husband. Apparently, he kissed another woman while they've been separated for the last 3 months, and she is claiming he cheated on me. What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. We'll get Brenda on with us coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY. See?
We have Brenda on hold right now who called us yesterday after the show. She didn't even say hello. She just went off into a tangent about what happened to her and wanted to know if your husband, if he kisses another woman, even though you two are both been separated for what, 3 months now? Is that cheating? 585-252-9800.
Hmm.
Brenda, welcome back to the show. Are you feeling a little less calm than when we spoke yesterday on the phone, or do you feel worse? Either way, we're fine with either one.
Hi. Yeah, good morning. No, I think I'm feeling worse, honestly.
Are you? Okay. Tell us the situation of what's been going on.
Okay, so the reason I called you guys yesterday after the show is because I honestly need opinions. I need other people's opinions. I'm not trying to put my business out there. Honestly, I'm trying to stay anonymous about this because I don't really have anyone to talk to about this kind of thing right now because I've got a lot of people saying different things. So,
okay. So we'll just go ahead and preface that your real name is not Brenda.
And you will be putting your business out there.
Yes, you will.
Honestly. I need to know if other people think that if kissing another woman while you're still married is considered cheating.
Yes.
Okay. Is kissing another woman while you're still... Okay. Break it down for us.
Okay. It's a little more complicated than just that. But so my ex He's still my husband, but we're not divorced, okay? So we are separated, and we've been separated for only 3 months, okay?
Okay.
So I found out that in these last 3 months that he has gone on dates already, okay? And we are still legally together. We are not divorced, okay? And I found out that he went on these dates, and he has been kissing this woman. So he's... I honestly feel like it's cheating.
How do you know he's not doing more than just kissing her?
Well, I mean, honestly, who knows? But at this point, he has been open and honest, at least about the fact that he has been kissing this woman.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys have been separated for 3 months, you said?
That's it. 3 months. We are not divorced. We are a legally married couple.
But are you getting back together?
Absolutely not. No, we are getting divorced, and we're not living together right now, but we are still married.
On paper.
Right, on paper.
On paper.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds to me like this is more of a jealousy issue.
Why are we talking right now? I'm so confused because, like, if you're not getting back together and you're legally separated, but it still says on paper, it seems like you're just trying to control and manipulate his future, which you simply can't do. You don't have a say in anymore. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Brenda. You're trying to get him on a technicality, and that's not, I mean, you're separated for a reason.
No, I think, honestly, it's disgusting. It's disrespectful to, like, what we did have. And mm-hmm. I want some other women's opinions. I know that you're also a woman, but, this is how you feel. But I think that men are pigs, and I want to hear what other women have to say about this. I honestly...
I'm in lockstep with you on that. I'm gay. But, I mean, like, listen, this is just, like, this is all...
Very triggered right now.
Very... Very strange to me because...
Well, here's the thing, Brenda. You guys have been separated for 3 months. You're not getting back together. You don't even live together. It doesn't sound like you guys love each other anymore. Maybe I'm jumping the gun on that. I don't know. But it sounds like you're just jealous. For most people, when they're separated, they figure it out, hey, we're no longer going to be together. I'm going to move on with my life. That's what he's doing. And you're pissed off about that?
I honestly don't give a crap that we're separated. I think that's just honestly not how it works when you're still legally married.
Okay, so okay, but we're asking the question right now, 585-252-9800. Brenda's asking the question, if your husband kisses another woman while you're separated, is that cheating? And you guys have no future plans to ever get back together, correct?
Correct.
Brenda, do you know how long a divorce takes? Like, that can take up to a year. Like,
longer.
I have a friend who just went through a divorce. It took her well over a year. Like, I think you're just trying to make sure he's miserable until he's out of your care, if I'm being honest, but whatever.
Well, he could be.
Okay, yep, so that's everything I needed to know. Thank you.
How long were you guys married for, Brenda?
4 years.
4 years. That's not a long time. Can I ask why it went south?
I figure you can kind of assume why.
So
no, I have
so
no idea.
Okay, so let's,
I have no
let
idea.
Me take it. Let me. Okay, then if we're gonna read between the lines here, let me take a stab in the dark. He cheated on you. He cheated on you. Your entire relationship, which classic, obviously, and now you just want one more knife twist. Is that it?
Okay. So first of all, no, he wasn't cheating on me. Oh. It was we had huge differences in finances, and it's not gonna work out. He's a pig, and he uses me, and I just think that he could at least be a little bit more respectful at the end of all of this.
I love how you're like, I love how you're like, I'm sure you probably know. I take a stab at it. It's like, she's like, no, that's not it at all.
Yeah,
finances
was not what I was gonna pull out of the hat there whatsoever.
No.
Okay, you want us to get some calls and text messages on this to see you wanted opinions on this, right?
I would, and I would honestly prefer only female opinions.
Only female opinions. I'm not sure why that matters, because it takes two to tango, but okay. All right, let's hear from the men on this one today.
Just men. I'll shut my mouth. Not me getting my duct tape over my mouth.
Only men on this one. Thank you for calling up, Brenda. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
That's so tough because I'm a female and I don't think she liked my opinion very much.
No, I don't think she did either.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's go to the phones. All right, we got Gina on the line with us. Good morning, Gina.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Happy
What's
Friday.
Up, queen?
Happy Friday.
Gina, do you agree or disagree with Brenda?
So I disagree, and I'm a married woman.
Okay.
I feel like if you're separated and there's, you know, no chance of getting back together, he doesn't owe you anything. He's trying to move on with his life, and she needs to do the same.
Right. Like I said, she's trying to get him on technicality, and it doesn't even make any sense.
Right.
Right.
All right. How long you been married, Gina?
So I've only been married a year and a half, but I've been with my partner for 3 years.
For 3 years. And things are, how are things going? Swimmingly?
Things are great.
Good. It's all about communication. Take it from me.
It is.
I tried to do it without laughing. Gina, you're awesome. Thanks for tuning in and calling us up this morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, have a good weekend.
I know.
Sherry says, generally, no, they're different. And she's right, there are different rules for different couples. Like you guys mentioned, if they have no plans to get back together, screw it. Because, yes, divorce sometimes can take years. Who else is here? My ex and I have been separated for almost a year, and he is 100% free to do what he wants, and so am I. Sorry, Brenda, this is not cheating.
This person says, ma'am, you're separated. Does it matter whether it's quote-unquote cheating or not for the relationship? Because it's over anyways. Lady, what would you like the radio audience to do? If it's cheating, who cares? The relationship's been done. Period. This person says, free Brenda's ex-husband. I'm shocked this didn't work out between them. This person says, I don't like her attitude towards Breezy. This person's me either. This person says she's sassy. This person says she's bitter. I don't think that this person takes issue with her calling him a pig because, like, I don't know. When you call someone a pig, it implies that they're, like, I don't know, in my opinion, cheating.
They did you dirty.
Right.
This texter, we got a guy that texted in and said, of course, she only wants a female opinion because she doesn't want to hear the truth. She wants to hear that she's right with her behavior, but it takes two. Yeah, that's 100%. Okay, I'm satisfied. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the messages on this one. So we can just all go ahead and say, no, Brenda, it is not cheating. It's PXY Mornings. Happy Friday. 98 PXY.